Penguin Audio presents Known and Unknown, a memoir. This is Don Rumsfeld. Author's note. An internet search of Known, Unknown in the autumn of 2010 resulted in more than 300,000 entries, a quarter of a million of which were linked to my name. There's an entry on Wikipedia. The reference has been turned into poetry. That poetry has been set to music. And that was just on the first page of the search results. Yet for a phrase seemingly so well known, there is some irony in the fact that its origins and meaning remain largely unknown. The phrase first became publicly linked to me in early 2002. Towards the end of one of my Pentagon press briefings, a journalist told me that reports were suggesting the absence of a link between Saddam Hussein's regime and terrorists seeking weapons of mass destruction. These unidentified reports, the questioner suggested, were evidence of a lack of a direct link. Putting aside the substance of the reporter's question, at least for the moment, I raised a larger point about the limits of human knowledge. I responded, "Reports that say something hasn't happened are always interesting to me, because as we know, there are known knowns. There are the things we know we know. We also know there are known unknowns. That is to say..."